Last week, state lawmakers saw a glimmer of hope in stagnant budget negotiations. It looked like the two sides had finally reached a bit of a breakthrough. Well, the hope is fading this week. KOW's Olympic correspondent Austin Jenkins is back. Hi, Austin.
Hi, Marcy.
Last week, we thought we were seeing progress. What has happened since then?
Yeah, it kind of looks like one step forward, two steps back.
Oh.
We thought that the House Democrats and Senate Republicans had agreed on what they like to call the size of the box, how much they're going to spend over the next 2 years. And that was announced by the governor's budget director immediately following a meeting at the governor's office. That either seems to have been premature or it was true and then it wasn't true. Mm. And now what's happened is the proverbial cone of silence has settled over these budget talks. And nobody is talking about where things stand. But if there's a bright spot besides the sunshine, it's that they are continuing to meet and meet regularly.
I understand you visited a budget meeting this morning, yes?
Yes, we staked out. This seems to be sort of a weekly deal of just waiting in the governor's lobby, trying to make sure that they don't sneak out the side door. They did come out of this meeting after just a few minutes today. And basically, it was we got the brush off. But, you know, a couple people said, we're still talking, we're still meeting. And off they went to their respective offices.
So we have 2 weeks or so, 15 days, to see some sort of budget or Washington State faces a shutdown. How likely are they going to reach agreement by July 1st?
I'm still giving them the odds that they will find agreement. But, you know, the time now really is running out. So here's the next thing that happens. Next Tuesday, the 23rd, layoff notices, temporary layoff notices go to state employees who are represented by their unions. So that's the next big date, and that will be the day that it starts to seem very real and very likely that the state could be facing a July 1st shutdown.
I know we've had multiple special session years before, but I'm trying to remember if there's ever been a year in recent memory of a third special legislative session.
Not that I can recall, and that would be, I mean, we've had a third special session like for the Boeing deal in the fall, but a third special session into July to deal with the lack of a budget and a government shutdown, we're talking Washington, D.C. style stuff. We haven't seen that yet.
Has the governor said anything about the potential of a third session?
No, he hasn't. He also is not saying much about the budget at all. I mean, he was very unwilling last week to talk about where things stand. And I think that maybe, like, you know, all good or bad negotiations, the parties realize that the less said, maybe the better, because whatever is said then tends to be used probably in that negotiation. You know, I get the sense, Marcy, that this is sort of that do or die week, that there's going to be a hard push to get a deal this week. They still separately want to do a gas tax package, at least some of them do. And this is the week to watch. If it doesn't happen this week and we start moving into next week without a deal, that starts to get pretty serious.
We had also talked a couple weeks ago about the U.S. Open Golf Championship sort of enforcing a false deadline on lawmakers. The tournament starts this week. They've got Olympia hotel rooms booked. The lawmakers don't have a place to stay. What's going to happen with that?
And that is an issue just because you do have enough of the lawmakers who aren't just within a couple of hours' drive of here who need to stay over, and they would be facing multiple days of voting on the budget and then lots of bills necessary to implement. The Olympian and the Tacoma News Tribune reported over the weekend that there is even talk now of trying to house them in dorms on the St. Martin's University campus, you know, church basements. There is actually a strategy to see if needed, would there be a place to put them? It may be that this just doesn't come together until after the U.S. Open, and it won't be an issue.
Gosh, I wonder if that kind of accommodation might spur them to get their talks done more quickly. KUOW's Olympia.
Dorms are brutal.
Dorms can be brutal. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins, appreciate your time as always.
Sure thing.